Taunton's 107.8 Tone FM. I'm Darren Daly. I'm now joined by Martin Howe from IT Know How as we open up the PC workshop. And this week we're taking a look at those broadband problems, probably more than likely highlighted by the recent BT broadband problem, which affected quite a lot of people in and around Taunton.
Yeah, I think as I say, I'm prompted to do this, yes, because that happened and obviously left a lot of people wondering what was going on. And there are a certain number of things that you can do when that nightmare scenario presents itself. And you can't get on the internet. So all of these are fairly straightforward. A lot of them people will go, oh, that was obvious. But, let's just work through them because, as I said, a lot of people don't really know what to do when it comes up on the screen. Page cannot be displayed. So you're on the internet, comes up with a message, page cannot be displayed, or you're just getting nowhere. So the first thing to do then is, do you have another device in the house that can connect to the internet? Do you have a tablet? Does somebody else have a laptop or a PC or something like that?
Or your phone, perhaps.
Yeah, I was going to say phones is another option for those with a smartphone. So are you connecting to the internet with that as well? If the answer is yes, then probably restarting your computer will fix the problem. If restarting your PC doesn't fix the problem, then just check that you are actually still connected to the router, that your cable is plugged in if it's a PC. And just look at the sort of like the physical aspects of it. But usually, as I said, if you restart your PC, that will often sort the problem. Now, if your tablet will go on won't go on the internet either, then first thing you do is restart your router. Now, this is where the pain sets in to an extent, in so much as, now this would have affected all those people with the BT problem. That was a BT problem. It was at their end. They had the issue. It wasn't you. And this is where what I'm about to suggest is, as I say, it's one of those sit and wait moments. You turn the router off, you wait 2 minutes, it comes back on. Are you back on the internet? Well, if you're still not back on the internet, wait an hour and do exactly the same thing again. Turn the router off, turn it back on. Are you on the internet? No? Okay, well, if this is the morning, wait till the afternoon. If it's the afternoon, wait till, or the evening, oh, sorry, if it's the afternoon, wait till the evening. And if it's the evening, wait till the following morning. Basically, what you're waiting for is somebody out there to fix a problem that has just happened. So again, we're back to this BT scenario where they had a big problem that was at their end and they needed to fix it. And as I said, sometimes these problems just will happen and will then get resolved. Now, it is very much a matter of, you've got to sort of like bite your knuckle and go, oh, really? Yeah, I'm afraid so. Oh, really? It's easier doing it that way than starting to spend hours looking into a problem that just isn't yours. Okay, if you have only got a laptop or a computer and you don't actually have anything else to check against, then what I suggest is, having restarted your router and nothing's happened, is you take your laptop and go and visit a friend. Find out about their internet and go and check their internet and see if you can get onto their internet. If you can get onto their internet, then absolutely fantastic. It means it's a problem at your end that needs further investigation. If you can't get on the internet at their end, then it's probably your laptop, so you may have a different issue there. It's also then worth getting the friend or another friend to bring their tablet or their laptop to your house as an alternative and try your internet there. And as I say, so what you're trying to do is you're just trying to eliminate these things to actually narrow it all down. Okay, if you're still having problems and you're down to calling the supplier, then nobody likes calling the supplier because they always treat you as quite frankly, they treat you as a bit of an idiot because they talk you through. All they're doing is they're reading a list. Just bear with them. They're literally going down a list that says, have you restarted the computer? Tick the box. They can move on to the next question. So you sometimes do have to have a little patience with them. But what you can do before you ring them, because things that they will ask you, have you done, and then will wait with you on the phone while you do it, is swap around some of your filters. So the filters are the things that your phones plug into before they go into a socket on the phone system, and they are what the router has. So you've got the little modem cable that comes out of the router. That goes into a filter. That is a sort of little white, little chunky thing that I'm talking about. Swap them round. Does that make any difference? If that doesn't make any difference, unplug them all. Unplug everything and only have the router plugged in. Has that made a difference? No? Okay, fine. Now, for those of you with a modern BT socket, and that's the big chunky one that sits on the wall that looks like it comes in half, but when you actually take the screws off, only the bottom bit comes away. When the bottom bit comes away, it it reveals the test socket. This is the point up to which your phone supplier is liable, up to that very point. So if you plug into that and it's working where it hasn't been working, then the problem is inside the house. So this is where, when they quote you, sir, it'll cost you £144 if we have to send an engineer out, that's the moment where you'd be paying the £144 because it's inside your property. Up to the test point, though, is their problem. And if you're still not getting on the internet and you're plugged into the test socket, it's definitely a problem with them. So at that point, now when you're ringing up and speaking to your phone, to your broadband supplier, you can at least advise them of actions that you've taken. You don't have to go through it all once they actually ring you up. So it's a few bits and pieces you can do. Now, for those of you that are sat there and went, I got lost when he said turn the router off because I'm not sure which bit that is. There are companies like IT Know How. This is day in, day out work for us. We come across it all the time. You can ring, you can get help. There are people that can come and work through these problems with you. But I'm just going to finish by saying, I found over the years that shouting and swearing at a router doesn't actually help. Okay? So I recommend the patient approach that I've suggested and just sort of like just sit back, relax, take it carefully, and when you feel out of control, just keep in control.
Well said. And as Martin's already indicated, if you do get to that point in frustration and the person you're speaking to on the other end of the phone perhaps doesn't speak much in the way of English, then why don't you give Martin a ring? He's happy to help out, as he's already said. He does all that sort of stuff for a living. Martin, thank you. If you want to listen again, please do pick up the link from the Tone FM website, which is tonefm.co.uk.